Hey people, what's up, man? We got a special guest today, man. Go ahead, shout, man. Tell the people where you from. You know what I mean? Give them a little background.
Well, my name Holdsville. That's my rap name, actually. You know, I ain't gonna spill the real name, but my name Holdsville. I was raised in Philly. I'm from New York. I moved to Philly probably like when I was like 10. New York, I was only there for a couple years. From New York, I had moved to Delaware. And from Delaware, I stayed there for like a year or whatever the case may be. And then I moved to Philly. So from Philly, you know what I mean? That's how my rap career started. My rap career started in Philly, you know what I mean? Listening to other musicians, you know, Philly, the home of spitters. So, you know, listening to other rappers, thinking that the music they was doing was dope. And it just inspired me to do, you know, music myself, you know what I mean? So that's a little bit about where I'm from and how things started, you know what I mean?
All right, man. We're going to hop right into this. I ain't going to waste no time. Tell me a little bit about you. Tell me a little bit about your background. Like, let's get into the music, man. The second project, man. Like, what was your favorite track on here, bro?
My second project, I'd say my favorite track on there was Mind Effect. In Between. I say In Between and Soul Searching is my two favorite tracks from that joint. Now, it's kind of hard because I'll listen to the album again and I have different favorite joints on there. Like, I'll be like, damn, I like this one a lot. But I think I'm sticking with Soul Searching and In Between. In Between is more like soulful, you know, touching people's heart more so. And Soul Searching is the same way. I think my best music comes from when I talk from the heart, you know what I mean? And, you know, I'm not really an imaginative person, you know what I mean? When I do music, it's not really imaginative. It's really pure from where I come from, me and street, you know what I mean? This is me. You know what I mean? I don't use imagination like that. And that's another dope thing about my art. I feel like, you know, me not using imagination and being able to produce that much music is like, it's really dope, you know what I mean? And I still got a lot coming, man. Still got a lot coming.
All right, man. And you said In Between was your first joint that you like, right?
Yeah.
So, the first bars, don't be looking for no hoes.
Don't be you know looking I mean? For no queens. Love will come natural, so get some money in between.
Uh-huh. So explain that for the people, man.
Don't be looking for no hoes. Don't be looking for no queens. Love will come natural, so get some money in between. Basically saying, like, when you out here, man, it was a point in time in my life where, you know what I mean, I just stopped dealing with chicks and stuff like that. So, like I said, my music come from what I've been through. You know what I mean? It come from, you know, pure me. So I stopped dealing with females for a while, and I just started focusing on chasing money and elevating my dream, you know what I mean? So that's where that line actually means. And I'm just giving advice to people, like, don't go out there always chasing chicks. I mean, focus on your dream, focus on your goals, you know what I mean, and make it happen for yourself. So that's what that line means, the first line of that song. It's the chorus, yeah. I think I believe that's the chorus. Yeah.
So my next question to you is, when did you have that moment where you like, you know, I need stuff?
It's been a while now, bro. Like, it's been like, I ain't gonna lie, I've been like probably like 6 years now. Like, since I left, basically when I left out of Lincoln and I got suspended from Lincoln, that's another story, but when I got suspended from Lincoln, that's when I just put all my focus aside of the ladies, and I just started, you know what I mean, focusing on my goals. I just thought that, you know what I mean, the ladies, I ain't really had no business dealing with the ladies at the time, you know what I mean, if my pockets wasn't right or if my ambition ain't right, my hunger not right. So I just stopped dealing with the ladies, you know what I mean, I stopped focusing on them and just started chasing my dream.
All right, man, and for the people that don't know, how long you been chasing this dream? How long you been rapping?
I started rapping when I was like 10, maybe, 10 or 11. So I started off with a rap, it was like, it's called Holdsville. That's how I got my rap name. It was like, we in Holdsville, the niggas trained to kill. I was 10 at this time, you know what I mean? So everybody thought it was dope. And when I heard everybody's reaction to it in the hood, I'm just basically like, I'm gonna go all out with this shit. I'm gonna start going crazy with the music. I mean, after that, like, I started freestyling and stuff and writing just verses, and then I started making songs. But it's like a God-given talent. When people say God-given talent is real. You know what I mean? Because it really is. I mean, everything comes so natural to me. You know what I mean? It's not like I'm forcing nothing. I'm not trying to fit in with the culture or fit in with the whole music thing. It just came natural to me. You know what I mean? So, that's what I think about this.
Yo, man, when I heard that song, In Between, you said, shout out to my Muslim bros that be staying on their theme. Yeah. What made you, like, go there and say that?
Because I was, I was booked around a lot of Muslim people. And I seen how much they was on their dean, you know what I mean? And just always you know, I don't know a lot of Muslim words, always speaking the Muslim language, and you know what I mean, just really on their thing, you know what I mean? So, and I got homies that's Muslim and stuff like that that's always on their thing. So that just made me put that in there. Like, shout out to them that's always on their deen, that's always praying. Even though they might be doing wrong, they still praying to Allah and praying for forgiveness and stuff like that, man. So that's why I put that line in there. And I just wanted to shout the Muslim brothers out for just doing that. Because I'm kind of going through that now. Like, I pray to God. I'm more, like, you know, involved with God now. So I pray to God a lot. I ask God for forgiveness. I ask God for elevation and success. You know what I mean? I don't ask God for much. I just ask him for certain things, you know what I mean? So that's why I put that line in there, man. Just shouting out the Muslims, man. It's always praying and always, like I said, staying on their deen, man.
All right, man. And so if it wasn't for rap, what would you be doing?
Rap. If it wasn't for rap, what would I be? That's a good question. If it wasn't for rap, what would I be doing? Oh, I like cooking. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I would have ever created my clothing line, because I kind of did it because I rapped and I was bringing fans in. So I know the fans might have gravitated towards my clothing line. So I don't know if I'd have been doing the clothing, but I know I'd have been doing cooking for sure. I love driving, so I might have been doing like some driving jobs. You know, what's some companies, truck companies, you drive around and you bring loads to city to city. I can't remember it off the top, but I would have been doing that. Maybe something like that. That's about it. Like, I love cooking. So I'm an ambitious dude. So I would have made something happen with the cooking if I wasn't rapping. You know what I mean? Some people say if you got a plan A, you don't need a plan B a lot of times. Just stick with the plan A and go hard with it. You know what I mean? So rap was my plan A. Basketball was my plan B. You know what I mean? Actually, basketball too. I probably would have been balling. I would have been more ambitious about balling if I didn't have a secondary career that I was focused on. I would have been more ambitious about balling, trying to get back into school after I got suspended. But being as though I got suspended, I just started pursuing rap a little more.
Well, my next question that leads me into I just want to ask you, that leads me into soul searching. What space, what headspace was you in soul searching?
Soul searching, I was more in the headspace like talking about my past. I feel like I found myself now, but I was more so talking about my past on soul searching. Like, I was, you know, like normal Philly stuff. I used to track, you know what I mean? I wanted to play ball. I wanted to rap. So it's basically, I just wanted to find my purpose in this world. You know what I mean? So that's what soul searching was basically about. Just talking about finding your purpose in life. You know what I mean? So that's why I put soul searching out. And I felt like it was a real dope record. I feel like it hit a lot of people. You know what I mean? It'll reach out to a lot of people. So that's why I put that dope record out like that.
All right, man. And so explain to me a little to me about the basketball. Like, how did you get there? Because I heard that you went to Lincoln University. And how did that work out for you, man?
Lincoln was a good experience. I'm going to give advice to the young that go to college. If you want to go to college, make sure you go there for a pivotal reason. Don't just go there partying and drinking and for the ladies. Go there to make something happen with your life. You know what I mean? Because I messed up. You know what I mean? Not saying that my life isn't in a good shape right now, but like, I feel as though I could have took ball to the next level. And the reason I didn't is because I got suspended from Lincoln. When I got suspended from Lincoln, maybe the first 2 years after that, I was trying to get back into school, but it was kind of hard for me to get back into school dealing with financial aid and everything. So I just kind of pushed the ball shit aside. You know what I mean? And I just started focusing more on, you know, music and other things, you know, being an entrepreneur. I started playing ball when I was like maybe like 12. I was locked up. I was at George Jr. A lot of y'all know me from George Jr. I was at George Jr. From 12 to 14. When I was like 13, 14, that's when I kind of started getting all right in ball. And then I started practicing and going to the park by myself. I used to play one-on-one full courts with one of my homies. And I just used to be out there for hours just dedicating and training for ball, you know what I mean? It'd be times where I'd be in the gym 6 hours a day just working on my game, bro, like by myself, working on my game, no trainer, no nothing, you know what I mean? And that's what made me think, like, damn, I could take this to the next level. And especially playing against other athletes that was good, I felt like I could take it to the next level.
All right, man, you got this one bar on there. You said, I won't let nobody else. I got a son to feed. I might be misquoted, but you said, I got a son to feed. I won't let nobody mess up my bag. Yeah. Go ahead and get them people on bars real quick.
I said, got a son to feed. Won't let nobody fuck up my bag. And for the wifey, I just want everything up on my tab. Then I said, a lot of people quick to give up as soon as the road dark. As far as me, that never would happen. I don't want no part. I mean, so with that little sequence, it's just like, you know, I just want a better life, you know what I mean, for my son. And I want to make sure my lady happy, you know what I mean? As the man, we supposed to be providers. You know what I mean? Even though the lady, if you down, the lady should always help you if that's your significant other. But as a man, I would want to pay these bills. I would want to do all this stuff for my lady, you know what I mean? As a man, you know what I'm saying? So that's what I was saying on that part. And then as far as giving up, you see me now, man, you know what I mean? I've been in this game for a long time, rapping and all that, and I still ain't take my foot off the gas, man. I'm dropping even more than I ever dropped before. So, like, that's as far as saying I would never give up. And I don't want no parts of giving up. And that's what I'm talking about on the two bars or the four bars or whatever the case may be. It might be
Right, man. That's awesome, man.
And that's the one with Soul Searching. That's on
Soul Searching.
It's on my album right now. You mean Living Through Pain. I got Living Through Pain 1 and 2 out. It's on all platforms. So, just check it out, man.
Right. So, my next thing is, so far, what is the major difference between your first album and this one right here?
That's a good question. My first album, actually, that's a perfect question. My first album was more about, like, I had a more turn-up songs on my first album. The second joint, you know, I had to tap into the pain situation a little more. So I started tapping into, like, who I am, my soul, the stuff that I've been through. Yeah, it was just more pain, more things for the street, more stuff people can relate to. The first one is more catchier. It's more like catchier songs on there. The second one is more like straight from the heart, giving them how I feel about the past, present, and the future. So that's what I say the difference is between them albums. But it's basically still cut around my past, present, and future, them albums.
All right. So that's going to lead me into the next song, which is Deep End, man. And when I heard that joint hit different. I said, man, I knew you could rap, man. But remember the rappers I was telling you about, Flora and Caden Raps, and I was like, I know he got it in him. What is it gonna take to get that out of him? When I heard that song, I said that shit is different, bro.
Yeah,
I felt that shit in my bones.
Deep in that work, I ain't gonna lie.
Put that
I like
work
deep
in, man. And so with that being said, man, what's your best bar off of there?
Deep End, shit. Nowadays a week for like 3 days past. When you get older, like NASCAR is going so fast. So every week should be having a blast, even if it's not the club or flying out first class. I think that beginning was really, really pivotal because I was basically talking about how fast life goes and don't let life go by. You know what I mean? Have fun, enjoy your life. I mean, don't always be down about yourself. Always, you know, have a happy spirit, you know what I mean? And have a positive energy. And that's what I feel like that's the most pivotal bars on that joint, like right there. That's, I love them bars right there. Because, you know, like you were just talking about before we even started the interview, life go fast.
Yeah.
I mean, your 20s go fast. Next thing you know, you like your grandpa said, I can't hold it, but, you know what I mean, you get there. You be in a nursing home and see, like, man, where life go, you know what I mean? Yeah, man, that's why I like them first four bars.
Yeah,
it's really important.
Because this old saying was always, you be 21, you look up again, you be in line collecting Social Security. Like that, yo, we in the 30s now, we like, damn, we middle-aged men for real. Shit, crazy.
And most people's lives don't even last past 50. You know what I mean? A lot of people's lives don't even last past 50. They start getting hit with cancer and diabetes and they just, you know what I mean? Time just goes, man. So this is right now is an important moment in people's life. Like once you start heading past your 20s and your 30s, you got to take care of yourself, take care of your body, eat more fruits, drink more, you know, good juices, stop drinking soda and all that bullshit, man. Just focus on your body, man. Get your body right.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. What ties into my next question, man? And you're talking about Deep End, and I just want to know, you said there's one bar on there. You said, folks ain't real. I want you to go ahead and finish that bar. You said, folks ain't real. You know what I'm saying?
What I say on that, Jordan? I got so much shit, bro. I be forgetting, like, sometimes. Cool. But, like, if I heard the song, you know, I could rap this shit. Yeah. But, like, I said, folks ain't real. What did
you
I say
said,
on that
bro, you said, so many words you was rapping. When you was rapping, you said, folks are, like, basically folks being phony and not staying real. But you can't blame them for being them. I mean, in so many words.
Oh, yeah, like, I can't, like I said, man, I, like, dudes that's fake and phony, man, I just separate myself from them, you know what I mean? I don't got time for negative energy. I love being around positive vibes. I love people that motivate other people. I love people that talk about expanding in life. I can't be around bad energy, man, because your energy can't rub off on me. Like, I'm happy. I'm cool. Like, I don't want that energy, you know what I mean? So that's what I mean by, like, folks ain't real and you know, whatever bar I said on that joint, you know what I mean? I said, if I listen to the song, I probably could rap the whole joint to you, but... All
right, man. How many tracks you... I see you got, what, 12 tracks on the project?
Yeah, I got...
You know what I mean? What made you go with 12?
I think it summed the album up. Sometimes I go with as many tracks that could sum the album up. So if I feel like I gave enough detail on the album or spit enough stuff on the album where the people going to feel it, I'll put that many songs on there. You know, I don't focus on, oh, I'm going to put 18 songs on this joint. I'm going to have the most tracks on it. Nah, I just focus on touching the people, you know what I mean? And how many songs it takes to touch the people, that's how much I feel like I'm going to put on there. Like, you your own critic at the end of the day. So you feel like 12 songs is good. You feel like 8 songs is good. You feel like 15 songs is good. However many songs you want to put out there to touch the people, you can do that.
Right. And so I'm going to slide on... How's your girl, man? How's she been treating? How's she been holding you down, man?
She's solid, man. You know my lady. You know I love my lady. You mean, as a man, you know I got to take care of the family. I got to make sure she's good all the time. She makes sure I'm good all the time. She was with me when I was, you know, down in the little rooming house, and that's when I knew, like, it was real. We first started, I met her in HD. You mean, I met her in HD. I saw her, you know, the normal nigga shit. Like, oh, what's up with you? You look good, better. Long story short, she ain't come holler at me until like a week later. I was texting her, telling her to come slide through Wildwood. Just when I was up Wildwood getting hotels, like every 2 days, 3 days, and stuff like that. I was staying up there because I was doing some stuff up there. But I was getting hotels up there, and she would come, and she would want to keep coming. So I'm like, damn, she must really fuck with me, man. So I liked her vibe. I liked it was positive. It was vibrant. So I just, ever since then, we just started dealing with each other, man. We just, the love grew as time kept on, the love. Now we got a kid together, so the love even stronger in terms of this.
That's dope. That's dope, man. That's dope. You know, you're family oriented and all like that.
Yeah. I always been like that, though, like family oriented. Like, even when my folks went to Florida, I had to take care of, like, my sisters and brothers for a little while. Like, I had to cook. I had to make sure they was good. They got to school on time. So I was like always family oriented. I always made sure they was good first before I even, you know, did anything for myself. I mean, I even do that now for my son or for my lady. I mean, I put myself in the back burner. I mean, before I even go get some sneaks or something, I make sure they good. You know what I mean? So I was always family oriented, bro. All
right. And so this is going to lead off into my next question, which is, you said you need a chick that match your hustle. You know what I mean? Or less vibe. Give people a little insight on that.
Oh, no. On that joint, I was saying, like, I like a shorty that got a good hustle. I like a shorty that's, because, you know, I'm really out here trying to make things happen for myself. So I would want that to rub off on my lady. I would want my lady to want the same thing for herself. You know what I mean? Not saying if she was down and fucked up, I wouldn't deal with her. You know what I mean? Because that could change. You know what I mean? Like, now she up a bottomist or whatever the case may be, so she's getting a nice little couple dollars. So, like, that could always change. The hustle could always change. But the love, if the love there, you got to make that happen. You got to pursue, go for it, and just forget about the money for the moment. And y'all talk about your dreams and aspirations and what y'all want from each other. So that's what I was saying on that bar when I was saying I love a lady that, I mean, make things happen for themselves. A lady that's always, you know, ready to go and ready to do her thing, man. Ready to get busy with the business.
All right. Man. You said, I'm calling on my baby.
My baby like a toddler.
Uh-huh.
Love the way she think, and I love the way she. Yeah.
So, like, what was your best bar off of there?
Yeah, looking in the perfume, thinking on the head, doing good like you see. Even then, I be there with family and perfume. So, you see a dog, you don't listen to the nonsense. Oh, I think my best bar on that joint is not even about my lady. It's about, like, what's going on nowadays. When I would say, that is why you single, when you single trying to mingle, because you not shit. Know you want somebody by your side, you need to stop it. Like, a lot of times, right, like, nowadays, the day that we living in, people think toxic is a good thing. Being toxic and shit is a good thing. So what I was saying on that bar is, like, stop it. You know you want somebody. I mean, everybody deep down probably wants somebody they can fuck with. You know what I mean? They can rock with and vibe with. Somebody they could trust. Somebody they could build with. Everybody want that, bro. So, like, that's probably my most favorite bar on that joint. That joint right there.
All right.
But I said, that's why you think you try to make them, because you not shit.
Yeah, man. I ain't gonna hold you
nowadays,
too much.
Nowadays, people probably saying that they toxic. That is why you single child mingle, because you not shit. Like, you know what I mean?
Damn.
Like, that was a good bar right there.
Damn, so I'm gonna slide off in this real quick. I want to know, when you was writing this song, when you was writing this song, Let's Just Vibe, what was your headspace? Where were you at? Like,
My headspace was just trying to make realistic music. You know, I got a lady now, so just trying to make something about her and make her feel good. You know what I mean? She loved my every time I make a song about her, she loved it. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I just try to, even though I talk about my past, how I was having sex with chicks, I always let her know, like, that's the past. I mean, when I talk about that, I gotta let her know, because she my lady. She might be thinking, like, what? You said you fucking celebrating? What? No, I ain't doing that. I'm saying, like, that's the past. But I always make them joints to cater to her. You know what I mean? Her favorite joint is actually on my last album. It's called Pull Up On Me. She love that joint, man. Mm. She love that joint. She love the Let's Just Vibe joint. So every time I make a track about her, she love it. You know what I mean? She gets a deep feeling about it.
Right. So I know you said you got your lady, man. And you was talking about earlier how things could get rough and how she stuck it out, man.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're going to slide off into money problems, man.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
And that's that right there, like money problems. But that joint is basically talking about, like, you know what I mean? Just because you got money don't mean everything good. You know what I mean? You can have $1 million. You can get, like, on that specific song, I'm talking about somebody having being hit by a car and suing somebody for money. But now you can't even walk no more. You can't walk. You can't drive no more because you're paralyzed. So you got all the money in the world from, you know what I mean, suing the dude, but you can't even walk no more. Like, that gotta hurt. You know what I mean? That's why I mean money that don't outweigh the problem. That's the way of life. You know, that money that you got not going outweigh, you can't walk no more. That money that you got not going outweigh, you can't work no more. You can't drive no more. You can't walk around and do what you want to do anymore. You know what I mean? So that's what money problems is about. Like, money problems, just problems you got in your life, money don't always outweigh that. Like, losing a dad, losing a best friend. You know what I mean? Even when somebody dies, you get benefits from them dying. You got all the money in the world, but now your mom gone. I mean, that shit ain't gonna stop that problem. You know what I mean? Money ain't gonna stop that problem. Your mom just passed away. You're gonna have that problem for the rest of your life. It's just how you deal with it. You could be strong about it, or you could just fall off the face of the earth. You know what I mean? Be strong.
Making money online, no, we do not got a link. How has the internet changed your life?
It has drastically, actually. You know what I mean? Because, like I said, I got a clothing line also. So being as though I could talk to people online and tell them about my rap, tell them about my clothing line, people, like strangers, actually bought my clothing line before. So that's what, on that bar, that's what I mean by making money online. No, we do not got a link. I could just tell you what I got, show you what I got online, and you'll be like, oh, I like that. That's dope. You got Cash App, da 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 da. Yeah, I got Cash App. You know what I mean? Send me the Cash App over and I got you. I'm gonna get your order right. So that's what I mean by making money online. No, we don't got a link. You feel me? So, yeah, that's what I mean by that bar right there. It's a dope way to make money nowadays online, man. Definitely a dope way to make money.
All right. Leads off into my next one. This last question, we're gonna slide on to the next song. So you said popping pills, in so many words, you said popping pills to suppress the pain. Go ahead, get the people them bars right there. And
I was basically saying, pop pills, but that only momentarily. It might be a feel good for the moment, but after you off the pills, all the problems might just come back to you. You know what I mean? So yeah, maybe people like popping pills. That might float your boat. But me personally, I don't pop no pills. I never really pop pills. You know what I mean? I probably took a couple pills in the past, but. You know what I mean? I'm older and I never popped like more than 10 pills my whole life. You know what I mean? So it's like, pills not going to overcome that problem that you're dealing with, man. Maybe for the moment, but it ain't going to overcome the drastic measurements of the problem you're going through. You know what I mean? Like I said, losing a mother or losing a friend or not being able to walk. Like, you might pop, like popping perks. Now you got to go to the hospital every week popping perks because you lost your legs and shit in pain. You know what I mean? So that's what I mean about the pills and that situation right there.
All right, so what inspired you, slides off to my next question, what inspired you to make the song Wisdom?
Wisdom. I got two wisdoms over here. I got Wisdom Part 1 and I got Wisdom Part 2. So which one?
Part one. Well, both of them actually, but...
Well, the second one is more so about my son, my family. The first one is more so about making my life better, having a better life, reading a better life. That's what the first one is more so about. Like it got a dope intro to it. It could stick. That intro to it is very dope. You listen to that, you're like, damn, this is real talk right here. This intro is very, very true. And it's not me. It's somebody just speaking in the intro and saying what, you know, things about life. You know what I mean? So that's what those two tracks are basically about. One is family oriented and one is basically about me.
You said money ain't everything, but it can get you everything.
Yeah, money ain't everything, but it can get you anything.
It can get
money ain't everything. Money, like I said, money can't bring your people back and all that, but money can get you a car. Money can get you girls if you want girls. Money can get you clothes. They can get you anything. Money talks, you know what I mean? So they can get you the new building you want, you know what I mean? You might want to invest in a food company. It can get you anything, you know what I mean? So, but it's not everything, you know what I mean? Money is not everything in life, you know what I mean?
You said, being last one. So you said, being out the way is what I'd rather.
I'd rather be. Yeah, being out the way is how I'd rather be. You know what I mean? So, like I would say, growing up, I was getting booked, locked up, being in the way. You know what I mean? Now that I got older and stuff like that, I realized that's not my path. That's not the path I want to take. I don't want to keep being incarcerated and sitting behind a cell and going through the same motion, like just sitting in the jail. You know, jail and prison is two different things. So I've never really been to prison. I've been in jail before, though. When you first get locked up, you sit in a cell, you be sitting there for hours until they ship you off. Just the thought in your mind is like, damn, I told myself I wasn't going to be here again. Now I'm here again, sitting in the same position. So, like, that's what I mean by that bar. Like, I don't want to keep going back to the same thing, going to jail and shit like that, bro. Like, that ain't for me. I need a different path, different direction.
Breaking the cheese down like a cheese shredder. Spit them bars for them real quick.
That's the second wisdom.
Second
right?
John,
that's
yeah. Second wisdom.
No Vaseline, but I'm dropping so I can see better. Will it really stuck in the game or will I leave? Never. I said breaking the provolone down. Don't mean the cheese shredder. Oh, basically saying like when I get my money up, I basically want to make sure everybody right. I want to break the cheese down. I want to put people in a position to make their own money. So that's what I mean by breaking the cheese down like a cheese shredder. You know how the cheese shredder break it down, you know what I mean? Separates the cheese. So that's how I want to do. I want to set when I get that bag, when I do get that bag, I just want to make sure everybody good, everybody in position. Not necessarily give everybody money, you know what I mean? But basically get people in position to show them like, this is how I did it. This is how you should do it. Even if you need to start, I give you a bag to start. Do it like this, you know what I mean? But that's what I mean on that bar, breaking the cheese down, you know what I mean? Like a cheese shredder. Breaking the provolone down just like a cheese shredder. Yeah, that's what I mean by that. Yeah.
All right, man. And we're going to do one more song. Might not get all of them.
That's cool.
But, you know, I know time tight for you.
Yeah.
Last one, I'm going to say, Get Around. We're going to just do Get Around real quick.
Get Around.
Get Around. Let's see.
Oh, he's feeling like a lamb. Really in the gates. It's a buck. I was never out of bounds. Neil still trying to do it big. If I had a chick coming to the crib, then you know I had to pound. I ain't really had no pics. It was light skin, dark skin. And you know I take a little.
Yo, the way you said that made me think of liquor and a chick at the same time. I was like, damn, that was a hard double eye time.
A little brown.
You recorded.
Yeah, light skin, dark skin.
And I take a little brown.
That's what it was for, though. When I said that, it wasn't about liquor, but you can think about it like, I'll take a little brown, you know what I mean? I take some brown liquor, or I'll take a brown-skinned chick. I mean, it was basically for that, like a double entendre. All
right, man. We're going to wrap it up and get out of here, man. And,
to my man, Ty, make sure y'all subscribe to his podcast, man. Definitely check that out, man.
Tell them the social medias where you can be reached at, man.
Everything is Hovsville. Like, Spotify, Tidal, Apple, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, everything is Hovsville. All you gotta do is type in Hovsville. I think my Facebook a little different, but that's neither here nor there. Facebook is Stay Humble Hovsville, so you can spell that. But just type Hovsville on every platform, and I should pop up, man. Go check out my music. I got probably like 7 projects out right now. Oh, excuse me. I got like 2 of them joints or 3 of them joints on Dead Pith. I got 2 projects on Tidal and everything like that on all platforms. So go check that out. I just dropped the album, Living Through Pain 2. I just dropped that like a month ago. Go check that out. It's 12 songs long. And that's the album that we just was, you know, going through. So check that out, and you know what I mean, get with me, man. Salute. Salute, Bill, man.
All right, man. With that being said, we owe you TT, and that spells out.
Be out.